Welcome to the Bull Gap Journal. We're here in the Radio Alabama studios in Sylacauga, Alabama. And on the Bull Gap Journal, we talk about life, talk about leadership, common sense. We talk about families and communities. Today, I've got Elena Centelli with me. Elena, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
No, well, I'm excited too because of the story that we're going to share with people today. Elena is the president of Dovetail Landing. Dovetail Landing is a veterans outreach activity that's getting great legs under it here in Central Alabama. We're going to talk about that. But Elena came to Dovetail, and where she's at is this. As her son was a Marine and he died in 2019 after battling through some hard times with injuries that he sustained in Afghanistan, and he returned home and you became his primary caregiver.
Yes, sir.
And through all of that and taking care of him, I think your heart and your passion, especially after he passed away, and thank you for your strength and courage and all of that.
So, thank you.
It didn't stop there.
I couldn't let it.
Yeah.
You know, we went through a lot as a family, as, you know, Daniel went through so much, and I just was determined that it wasn't going to be for nothing.
Yeah.
I saw the struggles, not just with him, but with other young military members
right.
returning home. So we figured we'd do something about it.
So that led to, and in the second segment, we're going to come back, and Elena said that we would talk about this personal driver for her. But this first segment, we're going to talk about Dovetail Landing.
Okay.
So tell us a little bit about, I know a lot of people have heard about it, but tell us about Dovetail Landing, what it is, what it's going to be, and your vision for that.
Well, I became, after Daniel passed away, I kind of wasn't sure what to do. And so in, I guess it was 2020 or 2021, I became an executive board member with Alabama Veteran. With the indication that I wanted to do something about this. I saw the gaps, I saw the need. So I started, I got to work, and I my uncle is on the Talladega County Commission, and I called him and I was like, this is what I wanna do. This is what I saw that helped. This is what I think we need. And so wheels started moving. I ended up with Mayor Lou Watson, who's the mayor of the city of Lincoln. And after I explained to him what I saw, what I felt like we needed to do, he was like, I'll get you the property. And so within just a few months, Alabama Veteran helped me form Dovetail Landing as a subsidiary of Alabama Veteran. And we got to work. We got all the legal paperwork tied away, and then we just started figuring out, okay, what do we need to do to make this happen?
Okay. So So the driver was your personal experience.
Mm-hmm.
That's the why that then you carried that why to be meaningful to other people. So Dovetail Landing, what will Dovetail Landing be?
Dovetail Landing is going to be a veterans therapeutic community. That's the term I like to use.
Okay.
You're going to have 60 or so tiny homes on site where these veterans can live. We are going to offer therapeutic activities. There's going to be kayaking, walking trails, equine therapy, anything that we can think of to bring this in. And you're going to have these veterans living next door to each other in much a barrack style, but you're going to have your own independent mm-hmm. spot. There's going to be a chow hall on site. There is going to be a training facility, a therapeutic center. We've partnered with Lakeshore Foundation. We've partnered with Central Alabama Community College. We are going to have the Skills for Success program through the Alabama Community College
Great.
System. We're going to have the training, the living facilities. We're going to have everything in one location. And in addition, the main house, we're going to have offices, and we're going to have case managers. We're going to have direct contacts with the VA, Social Security, caregiver benefits, which before I became a caregiver, I didn't even know there was such a thing. And so many of the veterans mm-hmm. don't. And so we're going to try to put all these resources in one location, kind of like a one-stop shop where these veterans can come in, they can transition out. You know, they get a week at TAPS now. That's just not acceptable.
No, it's not.
I agree. So it's, you know, we're going to give them the 90 to 6 months that they need.
For the folks that don't know, TAPS is a transition and preparing program that a military person will get as they
yes.
Exit the military to then get into community. And having been a product of TAPS years ago, I agree it's not sufficient, mm-hmm. you know. So So I'm so glad you're doing that. So veterans will come to Dovetail Landing. So will there be a time period or is it needs based? Is there going to be a program that is X number of months long?
We are looking at from 90 days to 6 months. I don't want this to be a little bitty box, and if you don't fit in that,
right,
you don't qualify. So sure, we're going to definitely take this case by case basis and do what the veterans need.
Okay, and so you would come there as a resource, basically mentally, emotionally prepared, technically prepared to transition. But then once you check out, if you needed to come back for this network of support, that would be available?
Of course, and we're not just going to serve the veterans who are going to be living on site. We're going to serve the community.
Good.
Yeah. Anybody within a three-hour radius could drive to Dovetail for the day, get some services they need, connect with a lot of different resources in one location. And also, if you're there, join in for some therapeutic activities if you need to.
Yeah, good. I like this veteran support. I'll tell you, being a veteran, there are certain things I'm dealing with Veterans Affairs. God bless them for what they do, but sometimes it's a nightmare, and I.
Well, in my opinion, the VA does what they do. They're a large government organization, and I just think sometimes it's up to us to step in and fill those gaps and to make it easier for these people that have given so much to us.
Well, I can definitely agree with you. I'm self-deprecating and making fun of myself, but there's definitely a need for that. Because many, many young veterans may not have the perseverance or the, whatever it is that makes me want to go battle with the VA, and they're going to need some help to do
that. Well, and you add in a brain injury or something like that, they can't stay on hold and be transferred 10 times. Daniel used to always say, what happens to people who don't have a U? Because I would do it for him.
Yeah.
So they really need assistance in that area.
No, I can really, really appreciate that. So, So all of the programs that would make available for veterans, and I'm sure we look at the veteran, we look at their families.
Mm-hmm.
I saw particularly after so many of the military operators and the young soldiers and Marines and sailors and airmen would come back home, and the transition was not just for them to get back into a vocation or to school or whatever, but there was what I saw was integrating back into their family.
Exactly right. And I didn't serve. Daniel's dad didn't serve, but the 9 years that we had him, and that when he came home and we cared for him, we definitely, it affected the whole family. It didn't just affect him. Daniel was lucky he had us, and it's, what happens to some of the guys and the women that don't have that support. So it's like, I think it's more healthy, in my opinion, to help the whole family transition and to show them, okay, this is going to be your new normal, and this is how we're going to help you get through it.
That's great. Help you get through it.
That's right.
That's what we have to do. I think that's one reason we're here, is to help each other as we go through this. So I'm sorry.
No, I always tell people Dovetail Landing is, that's what we're going to be. We're going to make this better for you.
Yeah.
And that's what Dovetail Landing is going to be.
So you're getting very, very good support statewide for this effort. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, it kind of started off locally with the county commission, with the local city officials, and, everyone was so supportive. But it's really caught fire. I mean, local and state representatives, we've been to Montgomery a couple of times. The governor was on site a couple of weeks ago. We've gotten a lot of media attention. I have several veterans that call me about, older veterans that call me about once a month or so. For me, I can see it in their face and hear it in their, it's hope. They think somebody's listening and somebody's going to make this better. And so, but, everybody that we've talked to about Dovetail, they're like, this is fantastic. And I think it's just, maybe we're going to create a model in Alabama that might catch fire and end up being all over the country.
Right. So the city of Lincoln, they've been really a huge supporter and enabler for this to happen.
Amazingly. Yeah. I mean, anything we've needed at Dovetail, I can pretty much make a call. And, you know, Mayor Watson, he was a Vietnam veteran. And from day one, he has probably been one of my biggest advocates and, you know, helps in any way that he possibly can. So the fact that, you know, saying that I'm grateful to them, it doesn't even begin to cover
sure.
it.
And they made the land available.
They did.
For how many acres?
57.
57.
It's got has a house, has a large house. It's about 5,500 square feet. It has a barn, a pool. That's given us a starting point on a lot of that. The house is being renovated right now. We're about to get started. Vulcan Materials just donated a large amount of money to renovate the barn.
Great.
And, you know, Honda has been so, and Norfolk Southern, I mean, I just naming a few who have right. really, you know, we've gotten grants and just really, it's been a blessing.
Well, let's get some more more folks on that list to support.
I'm adding every day.
That's good. That's good. And I've seen the barn. I've seen the property. It is really an amazing spot, particularly as I look at the, you know, I'm just going to use the word serenity, and I think that's what sometimes folks that are, you know, working through issues mm-hmm. they need. They just need a place to have some serenity, some peaceful, a peaceful place and some time to recollect and rebuild, find resiliency so that they bounce back.
It's coming back home. It's learning how to live again. Yeah. And that's what we have to give them.
Good. And in part of this, not only the tech training that you've talked about with, you know, the partnership with Community College of, Central Alabama Community College, but there's these life skill events for training that will help with personal development and emotional development. I think that's all going to be part of it. So
it's going to be great. We've already Central Alabama Community College. They've already purchased the skid steers. We're working on setting up the classes. It'll be no cost to the veterans.
Right.
We're going to have dozer training, possible CDL training, fiber optics. That's just some of the ones
great.
That we're going to offer. And they, you know, they've even said, you know, y'all dream up something. Of course, we don't have. We'll build it for
great.
You.
Great. So, and those will be the tech skills that could be made available to many of these returning veterans.
Yes.
So mm-hmm. great. And the skid steer, that's skid steer. I'm excited about that. I can manage a subcompact tractor, but I wouldn't mind learning. So
I may ask if I can sign up for that.
So I may come enroll and you and I'll do the skid steer training. So.
That's cool. That'll work.
Moving dirt around.
That's
I
right.
like that. Yeah. So, well, listen, I'm very, much, in awe of what you're doing here and really appreciate the importance of it for our veteran community and their families, particularly here in Central Alabama.
I appreciate that. Because
I think it's much needed in that sometimes when you're in large cities or you're in a large area of national focus, I think we've got some of our veterans, our heroes that are right here next door to us. And that we need to do what we do and the right thing to do to be able to reach out to them and their families. So, and I think that's what I see in Dovetail that's so attractive and that I want to applaud that.
Well, thank you. That's very nice of you to say that.
We're visiting with Elena Centelli, the director or president of Dovetail Landing. We've talked about the importance and impact of Dovetail Landing on our veterans here in Central Alabama. We're going to come back in the second segment, and we introduced Elena and her family and the challenge and the heartbreak of her young son Daniel, who passed away after dealing with war injuries from Afghanistan, and. We're going to dig into Elena's personal story and why that's such a driver. So come back in the second segment, and we're going to talk more with Elena Centelli. Welcome back to the second segment of the Bull Gap Journal here in Radio Alabama Studios. Elena Centelli from Dovetail Landing. She's the president of Dovetail Landing. It's a veterans outreach right here in Central Alabama. Elena, thanks again for joining us in this second segment. I'm really excited that you're here.
I'm excited to be here.
In the first segment, we talked about Dovetail Landing. We briefly talked about your experience, your family experience with your son Daniel, a young Marine that sustained injuries in Afghanistan and later passed away. And in all of that, that became, you know, obviously a very personal driver for you to do what you're doing today.
Yes, sir.
Were a caregiver as a hidden hero with the Elizabeth Dole Foundation, I think very important. Can you tell me a little bit about that experience? Tell us about that experience and what you learned there as you came together with other moms, other dads, other family members that became caregivers for somebody very close to them.
Well, after Daniel got hurt, I just happened to come upon a video or something of the Dole Foundation, and I didn't even know there was such a thing or she had done this. So I looked into it, and it just so happened it was time for Alabama to come up to pick their new fellow. So I did an application, not really knowing if anything would happen. And we got chosen because, honestly, through my caregiving journey with Daniel, I felt like I was the only person in the world that was having to do this, you know, and having to reach out and find the answers and find out who to call and this and that. And when I joined this group of women and men, and it's like I realized nationwide,
right,
there's millions of these people that are living this life and that are going through these struggles. And so it was a lot of support. It was it's a wonderful organization. I can't say enough about it, but it helped me learn to navigate things, you know, and be able to reach out for resources if I wasn't sure. But when Daniel did pass away, I can't tell you how the Elizabeth Dole Foundation rallied around our family,
right,
and supported us both financially and just lifting us up. You know, Elizabeth Dole has made several phone calls to me personally about when Daniel passed away and when we began this journey with Dovetail Landing, and she's very excited about it. But that the organization, like I said, I can't say enough about them, the support they gave us, and, you know, the things they helped me learn along the way.
Right. And that experience then manifested itself to eventually very importantly erupt as Dovetail Landing.
It did, and it's like I mentioned in the break, you know, once you begin that caregiving journey, you know, I'm not sure a lot of us know how to stop. And so I had to make what Daniel went through count for something.
Sure.
And he would, there's nothing he would rather me be doing than helping other people, other families,
right,
going through what we did, other service members going through what he did.
Yeah. You know, I've seen pictures of Daniel. I respect him. I appreciate him, even though I never met him. I've met so many young military folks like him, and so I've got to just personally say thank you for him. You know, and thank you for what you do. You know, in his honor. As I look at this, and I think you know you and I had talked about this briefly before we actually began the studio interview about how veterans are around us, young veterans, and often I think people may see a different image of a veteran, but one thing I've told people and shared with people, a veteran is no different than anybody else. They were community citizens. They were moms and dads. They were sons and daughters before they ever went off to the military to then return and be a veteran.
Absolutely.
So all of a sudden, there's no big V on their forehead. They're people, okay, with an experience that may have been somewhat different and left some challenges. But where I'm going with this is that I think there are veterans around us that we're not necessarily, for whatever reason, we've not been able to reach out and bring in some cases, the veterans who have needs into, you know, a safe haven, if you will. And that's a military term that I always go back to. It's a safe haven. Mm-hmm. You know? Everybody needs a safe haven, veteran or not. But in this particular case, there needs to be the safe haven. And that's what I see Dovetail doing. And I see your commitment to that. But I'm so tell me how you see these veterans, particularly here in Central Alabama, that may be going unnoticed and their needs.
My hope is, you know, just like Daniel wouldn't call the VA. Daniel wouldn't ask for help. Now, he might ask me, you know, but he wasn't going to go through jumping through the hoops of everything he would have to do to get that help or even know what resources were out there. He just, you know, he was trying to move on with life, and Daniel looked fine. He wasn't fine, though. And that's, you know, there's so many invisible injuries. But I think what I want Dovetail to be, I want it to be somewhere where these veterans can come and think, I'll be safe here. There's other service members here. You know, you've got a battle buddy right next door that's going to come wake you up and say, hey, we got to get up. We got to go to training. Yep. So much of that camaraderie is lost when they enter the civilian world.
Yep.
And it's like they're not sure where to find it. They might try the Legion. They might try the VFW. You know, but hopefully it will help these veterans rebuild another community here back in the civilian world. You know, they're going to meet people and they're going to, you know, join forces together, hopefully.
Yeah, you used the term battle buddy. I was in a discussion just a few hours ago today and talking about the importance of battle buddies. That's
exactly right.
When you put on the uniform and you serve, your battle buddy is somebody you trust, you know, is going to be there for you. And that's so important, not just in terms of military and veterans, but in life, that we find those battle buddies. Mm-hmm. So that's really such a great analogy that means so much. And I appreciate you sharing that. Again, I personally, my heart goes out to you and what you're doing. I want you to know that.
I appreciate that.
Because I think it's so important. And I think that there is a way, a path for us to, in Central Alabama, to be able to provide for the care of some veterans who need some help that are right here. That again, Daniel, God bless him, being as stubborn as he was and being a Marine, just didn't want to maybe reach out, but we all need that help. You know,
well, so. And I think in the military, they teach you, I mean, to take care of yourself, to handle it. You know, it's not probably something that's widely accepted.
Well, and that is a part of the military culture of the self, the independent streak that has to be there in terms of self-discipline, in that sometimes many veterans go too late before they ask for help.
Absolutely.
So, and it's on us, especially it's on us. If we're smart enough to realize that, then again, as battle buddies, we don't leave somebody behind.
You don't.
So no, that is so right. Well, listen, I appreciate what you do. I appreciate what Dovetail Landing is doing, and where you're going to go with that. We were talking during the break. With your affiliation with the Elizabeth Dole Foundation, if we need to get her down here and ask her
That's
to take
right.
a look.
I know. Okay. Well, she told me she's coming.
Good.
When I get it
all
up
right.
and running.
And we get more people here aware of what you're doing and come visit and see what you're doing. I know you're going to need some help cleaning that barn up and doing other stuff, so there's going right. to be plenty of stuff.
Anybody that wants to come
for,
and
for folks to do.
Okay? I can put everybody to work.
That's good. Well, listen, thank you so much. I want to hear more and be able to share more about Dovetail Landing, and I'm sure we're going to see more good news stories coming your way. So
I'm not going anywhere. They say I just
good.
Keep coming back.
That's so. Good. That's good. Hey, Elena, thanks for joining
thank
us.
Thank you.
And thank you for joining in on the Bull Gap Journal. Today we've talked with Elena Centelli, president of Dovetail Landing. It's a veterans outreach organization and activity right here in Central Alabama, getting strong legs under it. And we want you to know more about it, and we'll tell you more about it in the future. Thanks again for joining us on the Bull Gap Journal. We talk about life, we talk about families, leadership, common sense, you name it. If it makes sense for us to talk about it, we do want to talk about it. If you like the Bull Gap Journal, go to radioalabama.net/bullgap, and you can find out more.